Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The publisher of UGASports.com, one, Roddy Nabolsi. Roddy, good morning, sir. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
And happy Transfer Portal Day. All right, who's going to enter from Athens? Who's going in? I hear a running back, maybe.
Well, they already had one running back go in, Andrew Paul, and kind of knew something like that was coming when they brought in Trevor Etienne from Florida. I mean, he's a phenomenal back. He's a running back like Georgia hasn't had the past few years. And you got three freshmen coming in, and just you got a logjam at running back, so that's not a surprise. And I speculated on a couple names I've heard, but we saw this last December, you know, with like Julian Humphrey. A bunch of guys actually said, look, I'm going to go into the portal. But then after they had a couple conversations, they came back out. So the guys who actually put their name in and jumped back out, then I'm not going to speculate on a kid who's, you know, thinking about it. But, yeah, there are going to be more, definitely. I'm thinking in the term of maybe possibly eight. You know, it wouldn't shock me. And Georgia's a little bit over the number on scholarships, so they're going to have to shed a few guys anyway, so it's coming. But, yes. Hey, they might also add a few guys, so you know, keep your eyes open.
Yeah, it's always a numbers game.
I was going to say, the old cap number hokey pokey.
Yeah.
You know?
Kirby's like, yeah, you can enter the portal if you want. You go ahead. Roddy, we know that Carson Beck is the guy coming back on the Georgia offense. I mean, he is the strength of it. As he goes, they will go. But what – take away from him, but what would be the strength of this Georgia offense coming off of the spring game if you had to pick one position?
I would go with the position group. I mean, right off the bat, I want to talk about the offensive line because it's just so this is one of the best offensive lines Georgia's had. That's saying a lot when you say, you know, Amarius Mims is no longer out there. This is a first-round draft pick, and you're going to be better without him. And that's just because overall, I think the fact that with Ernest Green in year two at left tackle, Micah Morris at left guard, and he's just an absolute people mover. You got Jared Wilson, who's maybe one of the fastest offensive linemen I've covered in 30 years. This guy can actually fly. You don't get too excited about a fast center, but when he's got to climb to that second level, you're like, wow, that guy can move. And I saw him pull yesterday on the counter. Okay, pull the center. Right. Like that.
I just got Mike excited.
The old Jason Kelce right there. The old Jason Kelce.
Yeah. But a little CG pull there. You got to love that. And then Tate Ratledge is a five-star superstar at right guard. And then Xavier Truss, who's been in the program 17 years, you know, at left right tackle. You don't have a Brock Bowers and you don't have a huge blocking tight end and you're probably not – I'm not going to say you don't need a Brock Bowers. You absolutely do, but you don't have to worry so much about how are we going to replace those blocks that Brock gave you. Well, when you've got those guys, you know, and they're giving Carson Beck all day to throw, and they're opening holes for Trevor Etienne. And you saw him, Trevor, scoot through a few tiny little gaps. He has that burst that DeAndre Swift does. I'm like, if you're often a defensive coordinator, you're like, well, look, I can't pressure the quarterback. I can't get to him. I've got to be terrified about the run. And if I give this guy time to pass, he's just going to pick me apart. How do I attack this Georgia team? So And it's be easy to pick one position, but I'm just going to have to say, look, that group, that O-line up front, because I think that's the strength of the entire team. I like Dom Lovett. I think one position, you know, the slot receiver, George is loaded at the slot. But give me that deep, that offensive front up there. Just if they decide to run it on you on third down, and what was George's problem against Alabama? Couldn't convert third and short.
Yeah.
This year, I don't know that anybody's going to be able to stop them on third and short. They're going to be pretty damn good.
Well, who's going to replace Van Pran as the leader on that line, though? Is there a one guy, or is it Carson Beck just going to run the whole offense as the leadership guy?
Well, Kirby said yesterday, he said, look, I like what Carson's doing. You know, he's had a great spring. I want to see him grow from a leadership standpoint. Tate Ratledge, to me, would kind of be the guy, because Tate was, you know, the right-hand man for Cedric Van Pran all year last year. He's an upperclassman. Xavier Truss also has stepped up in his leadership over on the right-hand side. Micah Morris is kind of feeling himself a little bit, but give me Tate Ratledge. I mean, everybody kind of looks to him. Hey, he's even got his own podcast, so I can just kind of see him being the guy.
Publisher at UGASports.com, Roddy Nabulsi, joining us here on the morning shift. Roddy, look, you talked about how many players might enter the portal from Georgia. Is there any maybe spots on the roster or position groups where Kirby kind of looks at the portal and says, you know what, maybe we need to go shopping here?
God, he needs a quarterback. And that's not a shot at Carson Beck or Gunnar Stockton or even Ryan Puglisi. But he wants four. You got to have four QBs to just try and practice like the way he wants to. And you saw yesterday that you know, Gunnar had to take a vast majority of the snaps because he's only got two scholarship quarterbacks that are healthy. So with Puglisi having a knee issue, and we were told the other day there's a kneecap issue. Kirby says it's a stress fracture. We're told it's a kneecap issue, but we'll find out. He should be fine for come fall ball. But if you're going into the season with only three guys, first quarter yesterday, Tate Ratledge rolls into the back of Carson Beck's legs. Carson goes down. He was fine. But you had to think, well, there goes the whole bloody season. If that happens, and again, remember, year two under Kirby Smart, Jacob Eason, he plays in the season. He gets hurt. So quarterbacks get hurt all the time. Heck, FSU got kept out of the playoffs because a quarterback got hurt, and then their second quarterback got hurt. The point being, you could see a situation where you have to have guys ready to go. And if he only has three scholarship QBs, he needs a fourth one to get one out of the portal. I could also see him maybe going for a defensive lineman, defensive end, defensive tackle. You want a difference maker on that defensive front. You've got some veteran guys there, but you don't have a Devontae Wyatt. You know, you don't have a Jordan Davis, you know, a Carter, you know, a Walker. So I can definitely see them checking for a guy who can actually move, you know, who can go toe-to-toe with that good offensive line and actually make some plays. So to me, I'd keep an eye on the quarterback and maybe a defensive lineman.
Well, division play's gone in the SEC. Enter Oklahoma, enter Texas. What team are you kind of keeping an eye on that might emerge this year that's kind of been maybe middle of the pack? Is there anyone?
I'd probably say Missouri. I like Texas. I mean, but I can't really say emerge when they made it to the, you know, into the playoffs. But Oklahoma could be. But Missouri's, they've got the NIL thing figured out. They keep getting top players here and there. They got Williams DeWanery. You know, they were able to get Luther Burden. They've got some good quarterbacks. They just went toe-to-toe with Georgia for a freshman quarterback, you know, and Matt Zollers, and Zollers picked Missouri. That was mainly kind of a fit issue. He felt like he had a better chance to start there than he did at Georgia. But they're slowly, slowly, slowly getting better, and they're not doing it in huge chunks like Georgia does when they signed the number one class by far. But they're getting good classes, they've got a good coach, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. So I could see them – you know, again, middle of the pack, you know, that was your qualification there. Somebody who you might not expect to be really good, I could see them doing it.
Roddy, I know Malachi Starks didn't play on Saturday, but this defensive back group is revamped, losing quite a few guys. How do you expect them to replace what they've lost with guys, and now they've got guys like K.J. Bolden and Jake Pope coming in?
Yeah, I love K.J. Bolden. We covered him just about every game that he was at. You know, when he was at Buford, thought he was really good. Ellis Robinson, that's all we're hearing about is how good Ellis Robinson is, a cornerback, number one cornerback in the nation, number one safety. And, I mean, you lose three of your five starting defensive backs to the NFL, that you should have a huge reset. You should be terrified of it. But the fact that you've got three cornerbacks who could all start, we saw Daylon Everett and Julian Humphrey start yesterday, but then Daniel Harris could also be a starter. that's also a situation where you got to worry about maybe losing one of those guys to the portal, because you have three elite cornerbacks and you got two spots. Jonelle Aguero could be really good at star. I think he's got big shoes to fill for Tyquee Smith, but the secondary group is absolutely loaded with talent, but it's very, very young. When we saw them make some good plays yesterday, I mean, there are a lot of interceptions yesterday. Of course, Mykael Williams tipping one to himself doesn't really count for the secondary, but they play some plays. C.J. Allen baiting Carson Beck into one. It's, balls will be intercepted this year, but they are going to be able to protect that young secondary and bring them along because your front seven is so good. But by the end of it, it's going to be a no-fly zone because you're not going to be able to throw a Malachi Starks or Julian Humphrey or Ellis Robinson, you know, K.J. Bolden, maybe midway through the year is, you know, one of your starters. It's going to be a filthy secondary. You can just see Kirby Smart's happy about it, but he's got to be worried about maybe losing one of those guys to the portal.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can follow him on X at Roddy Nabulsi, R-A-D-I-N-A-B-U-L-S-I. He is the publisher of UGASports.com. Roddy, thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.